Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, well, we have all seen gas prices take a huge spike in the last week. I mean, obviously, it's been a steady climb, and then all of a sudden, one day last week, it was up to $4.99 a gallon. I'm seeing prices today on Gas Buddy around $4.64, $4.69 around town. But it's more than we've paid for gas in a long time. Nobody understands how this industry works like our next guest, Patrick DeHaan. He is the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy. He's on the line with us right now. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining us because, like I said, I think we all have a vague understanding of what's happening. Well, it's because the Strait of Hormuz is closed. But there's a lot more at play here, isn't there?
Well, there always is. There's a lot of factors that may be on the surface or maybe behind the backdrop. So a lot of moving parts to this, which makes every situation a little bit more complicated than may seem. And that's the case here with gas prices surging across the Midwest, really the Great Lakes in the last week. A lot of this has to do with a couple different things, because it's never always just one thing, I feel like. President Trump early last week had signaled that the U.S. needs to be prepared for a longer blockade on the Strait of Hormuz. That sent oil prices jumping nearly 10%. In addition, refining issues that developed last weekend started making an impact as well. Several high-level refining issues, along with maintenance season that's ongoing at other refineries, forced up the price of gasoline. We saw a major power outage at the BP refinery in Northwest Indiana, the Phillips 66 refinery down near St. Louis in Illinois also suffering from a flaring event, which is indicative of something going wrong. Also word that the ExxonMobil refinery in Joliet that's outside Chicago was having maintenance-related issues. You know, this is something why every time we talk about gas prices in the spring, I always say that refinery maintenance and outages can happen as work is undergoing. We also have the switch over to summer gasoline, which is done, but a complicating factor. All of that pushed up the price of wholesale gasoline significantly, which caused stations to raise their prices. But a little bit of good news, Michigan prices started inching down over the weekend, and that could accelerate here. Seeing some numbers that are indicative that refinery issues are starting to clear up, at least for the foreseeable future. There's a lot of different reasons why prices can move, though, so I'm not going to say the coast is fully clear, but there looks like there could be a very nice downward trend here the next week or two, as long as everything holds in time and we don't see any new issues developing in the Strait.
Oh, we sure hope so. Yeah, the issue in the Strait, if the Strait were to open today, if the conflict were to end, there's no more war, and obviously it's not going to happen that quickly, how long would it take for gas prices to go back down to where they were pre-Iran war?
Well, they would start dropping significantly, but, I mean, we've had 65 days of a complete block of virtually a complete block of the Strait of Hormuz. It is likely to take a considerable amount of time to rebuild global inventories back to their pre-war levels. So while prices would start going down, they may only go down 25 to 50% of the amount they went up in the first couple of months, and it may take closer to a year to get gasoline prices back close to their pre-war level, you know, below the $3 a gallon mark. That may take until 2027, I'm afraid, because it's going to take a long amount of time to build global inventories back up if and when the Strait does actually reopen. That's the other thing. Iran does not want it open. Unless the U.S. comes up with a deal, you know, I don't know that it's going to ever traditionally reopen in the sense of, you know, ships can go through it freely. I think there could be some difficulties there. So it's nice to think about it fully reopening, but I hope that happens.
Well, not only are we paying more at the gas pump, but jet fuel has gone up to the point where Spirit Airline went out of business over the weekend, and they're blaming it on that expensive fuel, aren't they?
Well, you know, they certainly are. When the price of you know, one of the most significant costs to an airline doubles, that is going to create a lot of friction. But I have to say, other airlines just aren't falling as quickly either. So, you know, I think management is partially to blame on this, not maybe fully, but a lot of bad decisions that pushed Spirit to even try to merge with JetBlue to try and fix its issues. So I don't think this was an airline that was in great financial standing. Having said that, though, it is pretty difficult when the price of jet fuel nearly doubles in 2 months, and especially when you're selling airline tickets months in advance. It's hard to come up with that cash to be able to get those planes to fly. And keep in mind, too, Michigan just set a new all-time record for the highest diesel price ever recorded over the weekend. Michigan's diesel price has now hit $6 a gallon.
Well, that's not good because it's those trucks that run on diesel gas that bring all the things to the store and deliveries to our homes. So there will be a major ripple through the economy because of these petroleum prices, won't there?
Yeah, exactly right. You know, and that's why it's really prudent that the Strait reopens or the president makes a deal or something gets figured out. Because the longer this goes, the more inflation, the higher prices will go in time. And that's my concern.
All of ours for sure. Patrick, always appreciate the insight. We'll talk again. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. The new 105.5 WPHM. That's Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy.com. And, oh, buddy, those prices have been on the rise. But maybe some good news in the not-too-distant future as those refineries get back up and running. Let's check whether... in just a moment. Actually, let's do it right now.